The Swiss military industrial complex is very big, very powerful and very dangerous, with the fingers stretching into politics and giving orders to the worldwide octagon police inside and outside Switzerland. And this is why all French policemen carry Swiss Sigsauer guns, while in fact France itself makes excellent guns like Famas, Manurin, Unique and some other French brands. This here is the submachine gun of the future, with 50% less recoil and 90% less muzzle climb, because of the bolt action going down instead of backwards. It shows an incredible high rate of 1545 ACP high stopping power rounds, and the difference between a 9mm or a 45 is being hit either with a baseball or a medicine ball. This gun is being produced in the US under US patents. So Americans think it's US homemade and will buy it much quicker for that huge American gun market. But it belongs in fact to the Swiss military industrial complex, with that Chris company based in Nyon, Switzerland, and belongs to Gamma Research Technologies. And the so-called US patents stand on the names of three Swiss nationals. So this is why the Chris Vector Super V has the octagon stampless V stamped on the weapon. This is Octagon's gun of the future, with a V on it. Here on YouTube with the Swiss cross, and it's called the username Chris Group, as you can see. Yeah. And in the about the user, they call themselves a defense conglomerate. Well, how true. Based in Switzerland. Well, there you go. And they sell it under www.chrisusa.com. And to produce the weapon in the USA, it's cheaper than in Switzerland. It's a bigger market, and there are no export conditions like in Europe. So it is indeed a conglomerate from Octagon. One third of all American policemen carry Swiss Sigsauer guns, while the US in fact make excellent guns themselves. So here you can see it. According to Sigsauer, one third of US police use Sieg firearms. That's amazing. That's, you know. So this is in Wikipedia. There you can see that, Wikipedia. And it's probably elsewhere as well. Sigsauer Wikipedia. And so the young Americans being shot in Ferguson, they were most probably shot with Swiss murder weapons. And so any of the Americans getting shot by the police, and it's a couple of hundred every year, one third, you know, are being shot by with Swiss murder weapons. So that's hundreds of them are being killed by Octagon Switzerland. Well, I mean, the police is Octagon anyway. So you can sort of read the whole thing. Well, it says Germany founded, but it is Swiss, actually. It says the parent Swiss Arms. It is a conglomerate, really, and they just want war in the world for their Swiss banks. Yeah, the M11 pistol, the U.S. military, etc. And here it says on Wikipedia, the TDI Vector. Here it says in Neon, Switzerland. The origin is not Washington D.C. It's from Neon. The country of origin is Switzerland. So I'll put in the links for you. You can read it all yourself. Sieg Sauer uses the same sly infiltration techniques as the Swiss banks do with their fancy parties for the rich to trap them into business. Therefore, they have a thing simply called the Academy. A real octagon conspiracy tied in with big money, politics, and octagon's military-industrial complex. They bribe, use nepotism, serve cocaine and prostitutes. Everything goes, really, as in the case for all Swiss companies. And I've spoken to insiders personally in Switzerland who admitted this, as with a person from Swiss Frei Chocolate, who is now the manager for North America and living inside the US. Yeah, you can even read it here. Even American policemen here from St. Louis. Well, isn't that in Missouri? In Ferguson? Who are talking about the corruption of the Swiss Academy and the Swiss Sieg Sauer. They see it's something going on there. You know? Sieg Sauer in bed with the Academy. Well, they are the Academy. So I'll put in the link for you. Here you can see, well, this is the P-228. It's not only the Navy SEALs using Sieg Sauer, but it's also the Army. So what's happening to America, hey? You're being sold out. And it said in Wikipedia that Sieg Sauer is the biggest gun factory, you know, in with the biggest growth inside the U.S. with a 50% growth. In the newspaper, they only talk about China, you know, doing all the production for the United States. But it is Switzerland. And here it says, they call it the tools of the trade. Well, isn't that nice? What kind of a trade? A death trade, a death cult, isn't it? So here it says, the St. Louis County Police, their primary duty gun is the Sieg P-229. Sieg Sauer, here it says, a Swiss gun. And also for the, it's also being used for the St. Louis SWAT, as the whole article is about here, I think. Yeah, this is in Tactical Life. And it's all over, you can read it everywhere, you know. There's a Swiss gun here. So those young Afro-Americans in Ferguson, well, they were killed with Swiss guns. It says, St. Louis County. They use Swiss guns to kill Americans. So how is this possible? You're being sold out to the enemy within. I mean, it's Octagon. It's the Templars, and they use the guns from the motherland. They don't even want to use American guns because they're not American. See, that's why they kill Americans. Yeah, tools of the trade, it says. And they're using Sieg Sauer, yeah, Sieg Sauer guns. Fantastic, isn't it? Well, this is Octagon, and they use the tools of the trade, as they call it. Yeah. From it says New Hampshire Navy SEALs. Oh, it's underneath. Sorry. It says here. Navy SEALs, Federal Air Marshals, Department of Homeland Security, as I told you. It's all Zigzauer, it's all Swiss. This is Octagon. And they're in the government, they're all over everywhere. Yeah, the Swiss Army Standard. Schweizerische Industriegesellschaft. Swiss Industrial Company. Here it says, the Swiss Military Industrial Complex. As I told you. Even the DA, the FBI, the French GIGN, and many others use Swiss Sieg 550 assault rifles for Octagon and from Octagon, while France or the US produce excellent, if not better, assault rifles. So why do you think this is? Well, I already told you in my video Octagon, the Empire of Darkness, how the world's Blue Army, also called police, is a worldwide army consisting of Nazi Templars from Octagon, the motherland. So of course they're proud to carry the weapons from the motherland. Why else do you think this police monster killed so many Americans? You think they would do so if they were real Americans themselves? No, I don't think so, eh? So here you can see, it says Swiss Arms AG from Switzerland. Assault rifle, not bad for a neutral country, eh? So here you can see how many bullets you got in your mag. Think of everything, like with the telescopic sights, the grenade launcher on it. Why isn't it charming? A small version, put it under your jacket. Nice for terrorists. Well, the terrorists are called police anyway. So even Germany, you look in Germany, the GSG 9 und Spezial Einsatzkommando. They still call it Einsatzgruppen, like in the Second World War. And all over the world, even the, yeah, of course the Vatican has them. Yeah, what's the Pope doing with an assault rifle? You know, we're gonna ask ourselves that, eh? Yeah, the Drug Enforcement Administration, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, where this Swiss Gay Edgar, he was the director for 50 years. And, well, here France, that's France, the French Army, the Nationale Gendarmerie Intervention Group, etc., etc. Not bad for a neutral country. You know. Everybody has a neutral gun. And some more Swiss goodies of Zigzauer. It says Switzerland sniper rifle. It uses NATO ammunition, so Switzerland is not in NATO, but, well, why not use NATO ammunition? I mean, thus you can produce for the NATO and make some good business, like the RUAG is doing. Yeah, they call it Krieg Kommando, the Swiss Sieg sniper. And Krieg, it means war. Zigzauer arms from Switzerland. Counter-terrorists. Well, the terrorists, the police terrorists, they need counter-terrorism. No, I don't understand that. Anybody does? So, this is Swiss precision of a neutral country. To kill people. And here's some Zigzauer Swiss guns used by the UK, as you can see here, the P226 and 228, 229, just as the Americans are. They call the L10 and the L11, 7A1. Oh, what a name. So this is for the United Kingdom Special Forces, Royal Military Police, Close Protection, United Kingdom Special Forces, all branches. Oh. Switzerland, a neutral country, eh? So, with this they kill Muslims and other people and... Oh, nice. There is indeed a worldwide conspiracy against mankind, and it carries Swiss weapons. That utopia in the Alps, founded by the Templars, and where the world's financial elite hides its money, and where every dictator and drugs dealer brings his crime money. Just watch how Larry Silverstein insured the World Trade Center short before 9/11. Yes. In Switzerland at the Swiss Re, or reinsurance company, the Schweizerische Rückversicherungsgesellschaft from Zurich. And I told you, the Templars, they founded the Swiss banks with the Templars Treasure. And what do we see here? The Templars V, all over, upside down and like a V. Just as we can see on all the tanks in now in the Middle East and all over. So, if you have any doubts, well, there's a lot of V's here as well, in fact, and a lot of triangles here. This is pharaonic. It's Templar stuff. And in both 007 Octopussy and Ocean's 12, they show the Swiss Re. And the guy lives in Switzerland, and he played Simon Templar in The Saint. And even 007, it's always about Switzerland. And with this, the Prince of Darkness, I showed you in one of the other films. So here's your Swiss Re. It's all occult. And it's Swiss. It's Templar stuff. So here it is. This is from Wikipedia. It says, Swiss Re was the lead insurer of the World Trade Center during the September 11 attacks, which led to an insurance dispute with the owner, Silverstein Properties. And a reinsurance is an insurance bought by another insurance company. These are usually very big insurance companies who can afford to pay billions, like only the Swiss can. Profitably backed up by Nazi gold in collaboration with the Swiss Nazi banks. So per definition, a reinsurance company like Swiss Re is typical octagon by the Nazi Templars. And I just show you this, the V symbols. It's all there. And here it says, Zurich, Switzerland. It's a reinsurance company based in Zurich, Switzerland, from 1863, founded in 1863. Well, the name says it, Swiss Re. And this is their logo, 1, 2, 3 for Isis, Horus and Seth. There's three, it's always Isis, Horus and Seth. I don't know what... Well, if I think about this one, I'll find it. So, I put in the link for you, Wikipedia. They're always in it, everywhere, they're somewhere, they're in it. They're the only ones who can organize this big against humanity. No one else can. Watch how trails of John Kennedy's murder lead to Swiss Pirmindex of Basel, where the Bank of International Settlements is. And if I translate the word, or you know, immediately the part per, where the word pharaoh is from, and it means the house, immediately it's caught my eye. So if I take this apart, it says per, the house, the royal house, the mind, a pharaonic mind, and ex, meaning out of. So per mindex, it means out of a pharaonic mind. It says it belonged to the a front organization for the Central Intelligence Agency. And, well, J. Edgar, the head of the FBI, he had to do with the... He was the head of the FBI when Kennedy was killed. It's all octagon. It's Switzerland everywhere and always. They got their dirty little fingers in it somehow and somewhere. I put it in the link for you. So this was sent to me by some very good persons who watch my videos about Permindex, about the Swiss Re, and about The Voice, which is coming up now. You'll be surprised. So let's have a look if you all recognize the voice of this guy here with the Swiss cross on his chest. And some very good person, a very good person, sent it to me. I told you the Ku Klux Klan, it is Swiss. And this guy here is most probably a descendant of Swiss Phileas Walder, the guy who gave Albert Pike all the orders.
Niggas taking pride here as slaves. God, nigger, the Klan is getting bigger.
I want to see a Swiss system.
And the guy, he's selling his little bottles with the same Swiss cross on it, the Ku Klux Klan cross. Yeah, super male vitality with the Ku Klux Klan Swiss cross on it of the Templars. So super male, this makes you a super male, like a super male Templar or what? So the voice you just heard is most likely a descendant of Phileas Walder from Switzerland, who founded the Swiss Ku Klux Klan. See my video about it. And gave all the orders to Albert Pike, working on World War III against the Muslims, and this fear-mongering against Islamic State is exactly what Jonesy does with his Swiss cross all over. And it's very interesting that already Albert Pike in this letter, he makes a difference between political and religious Zionism. So he's only against political Zionism, which is actually secular, and it just says, well, now we have to think of ourselves and defend ourselves. Whereas the religious Zionism is a word by this thing called God, who foretold and promised that he will bring the Jews all together in Jerusalem, in Zion. So there are two quite different things, and this guy already makes a difference between both of them. So this is it's a very important part that Albert Pike, he is only against the political Zionism and not the religious Zionism. Very important. Just watch the front lines here of the Western Front during World War I. It goes all the way from the North Sea to, yes, Switzerland. While 1 million people died during the Battle of the Somme and were sent to a certain death as cannon fodder for the Horus Matrix, well, don't you think it would have been less costly on human resources to just make a little detour through Switzerland and attack the enemy in the back than having 9 million soldiers and 7 million civilians die over the same, not changing front line during 4 long bloody years? But on both sides, both German and Allied, just a few generals wanted European men just to die in the Horus Matrix by Octagon and the Pharaohs. Why? Well, right after World War I came the gay 20s in the original sense of the word, before those other ones kidnapped our word. And in these roaring 20s, dancing the Charleston, women were loosened up to be preyed upon by the fair aristocracy with all those Europeans dead. Just as the sexual revolution of the 60s, right after World War II, with all those men dead. And this is how European women celebrated the death of their man, with 9 million European men dead immediately after the war. And this is what a war is about. You kill the man, take their women, the land and the cattle. Only Pharaoh takes the key positions and then have the men kill each other before grabbing the winner's prize. Stupid humanity. If 9 million soldiers were going to die anyway, they could have just battled only a few hundred generals. But maybe this here is the general, ISIS. But nobody wants to make the first sacrifice. Everyone, single selfish person, just thinks of himself. And this is why stupid mankind and a vast majority has lost the battle against that minority of the enemy within. Stupid, selfish mankind. And in fact, the 20s, as you can see here, it was very, very pharaonic, Egyptian-based, the clothing and everything. And this was also the time they all went to Egypt, you know, like Carter and do some digging. The ISIS look of the roaring 20s. And because of ISIS and the pharaohs, just right after World War I and World War II, the 60s and the roaring 20s, now they want to kill the patriarchy. ISIS wants to kill the patriarchy with those ISIS, you know, the ISIS Islamists. It's all the same thing, really. The Battle of the Somme started on July 1st, 1916, a battle between the German Empire and the British Empire with Australian, Canadian, Indian, New Zealand and South African troops, who lost 60,000 men on that very first day of the Battle of July 1st, which is still called the worst day of the British Army. And at the same time, also in 1916, also costing a million lives, the Battle of Verdun took place, just a little bit more to the east, between the French and the Germans. So 2 million European men just died in a few months' time, who were meant to die by the fair aristocracy and Octogon, the military wing. And right after, all the women, just a month after, they started to dance the Charleston and be happy and undress. So here's once more the Western Front. Here's the sea. Well, you couldn't pass here. So in only 2 or 3 months, 2 million men died here. Here Verdun, here the Somme, just right next to each other actually. And here Switzerland. So why couldn't 2 million men just make a little detour here? And not even the Germans did it, and not the French, not the English, not the Americans. And why is this? This little country here, you know, you could just squeeze through, you know? It was all meant to be. If this little country of nothing, like, could stop millions of men, I mean, they must have something to do with it, you know? It's the brain here. This little country, you know, and at the time it was only 4 million people, I think. They had a couple of hundred thousand soldiers, that's all, nothing more. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, this is, it's all a lie, you see. Yeah, and the generals knew, that's Octogon. Just look how Hitler resembles the other fellow here. And both Kaiser Wilhelm and Hitler visited the Swiss Ulrich Wille family just before the outbreak of both world wars. And the Ulrich family in Switzerland, they are married into the von Bismarck family. It's all the aristocracy. And both this guy here visited Ulrich Wille Jr. in 1923 and afterwards. And he got financed by them. And this one here too, just before the outbreak of the First World War, he visited the Ulrich Wille family and Ulrich Wille Sr. next to Zurich. And look at the ears. I mean, this is same family. These ears and these are the same. It's the same descendants. And it's all connected to Switzerland. And here again, during World War II, the Swiss military industrial complex was all geared up to the German command, with the Swiss railroads forced into service of the German war economy, with Switzerland providing raw materials as an intermediary for Nazi gold and looted goods, thus Switzerland prolonging World War II with at least 2 years through Swiss companies of the Swiss military industrial complex, as Bürle Oerlikon and many others. And you can read the whole story, put in the links for you. Just punch pause. And this is an official US report from that time, and it says the Swiss military industrial complex, they were almost totally geared up to the German demand. And it says also somewhere how they prolonged the World War with at least 2 years. We're living the same era now as just before the war here in Switzerland. It's very bad. Where today's names are Ruag, Swisspi, Emotec, Pilatus, Brügger und Tomet, Sieg Sauer, Chris, etc. Same old story, repeating again. And nobody does anything. Put in the links for you. And now, Octagon, gearing up for war, is a very bad omen indeed. The Swiss Octagon has their dirty little fingers in all crimes against humanity.
I want to see a Swiss system.
They were brought here as slaves. God, nigger, the Klan is getting bigger. What?
And a good person just sent me this. This is it's an old painting from 1566 from Switzerland. And it says here, an armada of metallic and black spheres invaded Basel, Switzerland. Basel, where the Swiss Bank of International Settlements is, everything. I saw it before once. And, I don't know what they are. But they're not normal people. They're cold, they don't seem to have any normal emotions of human compassion or anything else. While at the same time, they're like playing and pretending, you know, to have all the NGOs here, like the Red Cross, who do absolutely nothing, really. There were concentration camps in Switzerland with Americans in it. They didn't do anything. In my case, people being tortured here in Switzerland, they don't do anything. In Auschwitz, they said, the Red Cross said, everything is okay, having a good time. So this is the video here on this channel here, and it's on 25 minutes and 18 seconds. You can see it here. And here it is again on Google Images. If you just punch the links in Google Images, it pops out. Look, it looks like there's all like Swiss crosses falling from the sky. Yeah. And, I've never seen such cold people, you know. They don't seem to have any human values, you know, of humanity or humanitarian, or it's all about money. It's cold and calculations. They want to rule the world, and they do. And here's some more about what happened in Basel, just at the end of the Middle Ages. And it was also in Basel, Switzerland, where they kidnapped my child 12 years ago. I never saw him again. I don't know if he's alive. No idea. That's Switzerland. Whoa.